This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you the exceptional American that I'm talking about? And I hope you are, because, well, all Americans are exceptional, without exception. Now, listen, I know some people take it a little bit more seriously than others, but everybody should take it very, very seriously how exceptional we are. Not just as a person, but as a nation amongst all the other nations of the world. Anyway, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Then you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. And numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Major sponsor here of Agenda 21 Radio. And we appreciate your patronage of Numana Foods. Okay, let's get down to it. Trump is winning, winning, winning. I mean, really, that's all we have to say. I mean, today is Drudge and Breitbart and Zero Hedge and a few other day today. We are going to be pulling stories from them. We're also going to be having Chris Street on a little bit later in the second hour of the show, second to the third. We got a ton of stuff that he's got to unload on you about the economy and so many other things that are going on in the world, because the world is changing. Now, just to sort of give you a little background on Chris Street, he advises Jeff Sessions. Okay, we're going to move on now so that you understand where we're coming from here on Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on, though, and I got to tell you that I think that the biggest thing that's starting to happen when we say Trump is winning, there's no doubt about it. It's what is going on relative to immigration. He's winning. Yes, guess what happened? Kate's Law is now law. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody thought that it would never come about that you would have Kate's Law that would be a part of our, I guess you would say, our, how would you say it? Our legal system. Remember, they were beating it up so badly. How could people be so sick as a government, as a party, to deny Kate's Law? I just don't get it. I just do not get it. I think it's absolutely, the preponderance of the information is just overwhelming about what is going on with Kate's Law. But anyway, we've got all the stuff to cover about Kate's Law. We're also going to be talking about, yes, California, here we come, bullet, a smackdown, I guess you can say, by a court. A Second Amendment issue, smackdown, you betcha, we've got them coming at you. Yeah, the courts aren't favoring so much the California thought, if you will, about taking away your rights. We played that clip especially to introduce the fact that, well, the courts are looking down their noses at California state legislature's acts and attempts and this governor's attempts to disarm the people of California. I think that they're running into a train wreck, Jerry. Yeah, I think that's it's going to become a train wreck. All of your laws that you have passed are, well, coming to fruition in front of different judges now. It's a whole new ballgame. I guess we can say to Jerry Brown and all the other communists in California in the state legislature, your time has come. Your time has come. Of course, I always give him that little chide. The proctologist has showed up. And boy, he showed up on Fox News. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. The chief man, the man who's really in charge, Jeff Sessions, of a whole new legal system. Oh, yeah. The enforcement of Kate's Law, running in and helping Chicago. Are you kidding me? Yeah, Chicago needs help. The slaughter of Rahm Emanuel's lawlessness in Chicago is so glaring. The feds are going to step in. Finally. See, again, what we're seeing here is an administration that's getting its sea legs underneath it. It's getting its legs. It's starting to prop itself up and go, whoa, I kind of like this rarefied air up here. And here comes the Constitution. Right at you, Rahm. Right at you, Jerry Brown. Yeah, Sanctuary City, Kate Steinle's Law. I'll tell you what, that is right in the face of Jerry Brown. It seems like Jerry Brown has now become the titular head of the Communist Party in California and the nation. I mean, he is. There's no doubt. He is El Presidente. You know, this Cal Exit phenomena where they want to secede from the nation. Not form a state, but secede from the nation. It's kind of interesting. We posted up a story. We haven't really gotten into the story. I'm sorry. Listen, all of you Cal Exit people. I just have neglected that story, and I am so glad I have. But I will tell everybody about this. The banner that you put up was so, I think, demonstrative of your intent. Here you have a banner. It's got Jerry Brown on the left-hand side, and you've got him right in the center spot of the Japanese flag, right where the sun comes up, right, the rays and everything. Okay, and right there, right where the sun would be in the background, you have Jerry Brown. And underneath it refers to the president of California, Jerry Brown. Gee, I wonder what they're thinking. Did they pick that up from Agenda 21 Radio that we've always called him? Well, not always, but actually, after we had the Mexican president visit Sacramento, it was seemingly like, and I tell you, it's not just me, but people there in the state capitol, Jerry Brown has taken a whole new demeanor. He's acting more like a president than a governor. And I said, really? Yeah, making treaties illegally, that sort of thing. And, there's going to be a time, Jerry, as you know, because proctologists are running around all over the place. They've got those yellow gloves on. They're snapping them. It's just amazing in California. So here we have this Cal Exit flag with the Japanese flag behind it with the sun rays and stuff. Of course, that's just a reference to who's supporting Cal Exit. Paul, you're getting kind of deep on us. We know George Soros is there because, remember, he's a globalist. He wants to break apart the United States. That's why all these efforts are going on all around the United States. They want to, of course, they bankrupt Illinois. And one of the things that they're flying around out there is they're flying around the notion of dissolving the borders of Illinois. So we go back to 49 states. Get it? Take another star. Okay, so here's Jerry Brown, and he's being sponsored by a Japanese foundation called the Ryoshi Sasakawa Foundation. That's why the reference to the son there. Now, by the way, the Brown family, Jerry and Edmund G., the father, were very, very good friends of Ryoshi Sasakawa, a convicted war criminal who killed tens of hundreds of thousands of Chinese during World War II. Yeah, we just don't want to talk about that. Who helped to overthrow Sukarno in Indonesia. That Ryoshi Sasakawa, that guy. That's him. Yeah, he died, but he helped to build UNICEF. Great friend of the Brown family. But he died, and it all became a foundation. Yet the sons run the foundation, and they're helping their good friend out, Jerry Brown, to finance the Calexit movement, to form a new country. Of course, you know, the last time we formed a new country like that, we had a war. About 700,000 men, mostly, and women, died. It's called the Civil War. And they want to do that, actually. We reported that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to get into Kate Steinle's Law in just a few minutes. Remember, Numana, NUMANNA.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Numana Foods. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
I'm not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Okay, a couple of interesting statistics, because we're going to get into Kate Steinle's thing here in the Trump is winning category. We're going to keep a whole new section of the studio ensconced with the Trump is winning file. So every time there's a Trump winning, I'm not going to get tired of winning. Trust me, and you won't either. I mean, he's he says that you're going to get tired of it. Are you tired yet of winning? You never get tired of winning. Trust me. Anyway, okay, new travel ban. This is the thing that again in the Trump is winning category. It says here, U.S. six-country travel ban takes effect with a few exceptions for relatives. It's kind of interesting. Let's see here. We can probably connect into a nice little story here. Trump administration has new guidelines for travel ban. Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump's ban on refugees and travelers from six mainly Muslim countries went into effect late Thursday. That's yesterday. After a Supreme Court decision allowed it to go forward following a five-month battle with rights groups, with leftist communist judges. The Trump administration says a temporary ban is necessary to block terrorists from entering the country, but immigration advocates always charge that it is illegally singling out Muslims. Well, it sounds to me that we are singling out Muslims legally. So much for the advocates. Wouldn't you say just so much for those advocates? Let's chime in here to Yahoo News.
It's coming up, and guess what? It's going to be a doozy. The State Department releasing new guidelines for the travel ban that goes into effect today as the Department of Homeland Security announces enhanced screening of travelers and passengers on international flights. Andy, can you tell us first with the travel ban guidelines, what's changed here, or is this going to be an issue at all?
Here's what you're supposed to not say on these kind of things. I don't know. Okay. It's confusing, yeah, right? About confusing. There are new guidelines that pertain to certain countries that are relevant to family members. I mean, I actually, you know, Clarence Thomas,
yeah,
Supreme Court Justice, has a point when he said that it's going to be very complicated to figure out which family members exactly matter and which don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it was like mother-in-law, yes, son-in-law, no. Right? Now, again, this is for a very small
group. I think son-in-law, yes.
Oh, see?
Brother-in-law, no.
All right, see?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
And like,
I have no idea.
Aunts, no. Cousins, no. But children, yes.
Okay, right.
So it's
really,
very, you have to really pick your favorite relatives, basically, which is sort of
certain countries,
dicey.
Right?
From just the six countries.
Kind of, I mean,
yeah.
Okay, so this is changing here. We've got that moving. But let's talk about the laptop ban that's not a laptop ban. Brittany.
Okay. This is, of course, liberals trying to parse it out so that they can gain some sort of advantage with you, the listener. But Trump is winning. Parsing it out. They're even, right now, according to articles that I've read, and I'm not going to bring those up, the leftists, the progressives, are already planning, judicial maneuvering, I guess you can say, attempts to stop further influences and introductions of these kind of laws. So they're going to parse it out what they're going to do, and they're going to challenge, I guess, on every level. But remember, this was a 9-0 decision. Remember all the big flack about this at the beginning of the year when he put out the first one, then the second one, which was refined, and then that was challenged in Hawaii, and it happened on the same. Oh my gosh! You know, I got triggered. Just, you know, isn't it nice if you have an AR-15 to just squeeze that thing off? Sorry, I just, you know, I'm supporting guns, of course. Anyway. This guy, this judge in Hawaii, he's back at it, and says in Hawaii, close family, this is a thing that, here it goes. Late Thursday, Hawaii asked federal district judge Derek Watson to clarify the scope of the travel and refugee bans in the Pacific Island state, and who specifically the ban refers to when starting are stating that only an immigrant's close family members can travel to the United States. In Hawaii, close family includes many of the people that the federal government decided on its own to exclude from that definition. Unfortunately, this severely limited definition. Now, I'm triggered because you have a judge in Hawaii again. Remember, it was at this when they came down in Hawaii to put the stop on the second one, that it was there that Obama had flown in. Remember that day? He just happened to fly in. And the judge who he appointed, this guy, who he appointed, rendered that decision just a couple hours after Obama landed. Now, I don't know why that has anything to do with it. He was in Hawaii meeting with Nancy and Paul Pelosi. Paul Pelosi is Nancy Pelosi's son. And they were there to strategize on what to do next. Then, of course, Obama flies off, we're thought, into exile. Remember? He goes off to Tahiti or something like that. One of those islands. He's out there now. He's in Bali. Bali High. Remember that movie? Bali High. No, that was from South Pacific, the movie. God, it was a great movie, by the way. Remember watching that as a kid. Great, great movie. Okay. So anyway, here you have the travel ban being looked at again, scrutinized. Of course, they want to know, what does family mean? We're going to parse it out. This is a bad decision. You're just going to... They're not making any sense. They just got smacked down 9-0. Hello, Trump is winning. But I wanted to bring that up, that little trigger of Hawaii and the judge, because remember that whole Obama thing where he just gallivanted around the world and was... right now, he's taken 10 days or so to be off the continent. I wonder why. I guarantee. I don't have to wonder. I have a little bit of inside knowledge, but just a lot of speculation, and I'm not going to lay that on you, but I have a feeling he's going to be taking a lot of vacations off the continent, out of reach of United States officials for the next year. I've been saying that. Now, I thought at the time, man, this guy is gone. He's gone because he wasn't come back. And he's in the Indonesia area, home to him. See, that's a big-time home to him. So, maybe he's feeling more comfortable in Indonesia. Probably is. I have no doubt that he is. So, will he return? Oh, he's going to return. He's going to put his foot down, then take off, put his foot down, take off, that sort of thing. I don't think you're going to see too much of him around, though. We ought to count the number of days that he's off the continent. So we know there's 10 now, and I think he was, 40? No, 40, 30, at least 30 some days. So now he's up to 40 days. There's 365 days in the year. And of course, he was president for 20 of those. So that's 2 months. Yeah. And if you really count that from February on, he's been off the continent. I mean, one would wonder why he's traveling so much, but he is. Isn't that a nice thing? We're healing, ladies and gentlemen, and we're winning. Just remember that. We'll be right back. Kate Steinle, her memory will not fade.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Not long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Kate Steinle's Law. Wonderful thing. Trump is winning. Last segment, Trump is winning. This segment, Trump is winning. In fact, I think every segment today, Trump is winning. And again, we're delving into Drudge, Breitbart, Zero Hedge, Fox. We're going to go the gamut here. But on this story, very, very appropriate plaudits go out to the president. This is something that he took personally, was the killing of our children by illegal aliens. Now, when you have a government that encourages that, such as what we had under President Barack Hussein Obama, a murderous human being, the first Muslim, of course, president, you kind of get the drift as to why this was such an important law to have go into effect.
Begin tonight with major developments on two of the President Trump's biggest campaign promises. Today, the House of Representatives passed two Trump-backed bills that get tougher on illegal immigration. One blocks funding to sanctuary cities, and the other is Kate's Law, which increases penalties on illegal immigrants who defy deportation multiple times. The bill is named after Kate Steinle, who was murdered in 2015 by a five-times deported felon in San Francisco. After the vote, President Trump released a statement saying, quote, "I applaud the House for passing two crucial measures to save and protect American lives. The implementation of these policies will make our communities safer. Now that the House has acted, I urge the Senate to take up these bills, pass them, and send them to my desk." But first, President Trump's revised travel ban took effect just an hour ago after the Supreme Court on Monday
ruled much of it can be implemented before the High Court makes a final judgment on the executive order. Chief National Correspondent Ed Henry joins us from Dulles International Airport, just outside of Washington, D.C., with the details. Ed, what do you know?
Good evening, guys. We are simply not seeing any of the chaos or controversy we saw here at Dulles and JFK airports all around the country at the end of the first week of the Trump administration. Remember when that first executive order had been signed. Tonight, we are not seeing that kind of chaos, in part because this is a win for President Trump. He got a partial victory by the Supreme Court earlier this week, as you said, to move forward for 90 days on this travel ban affecting six mostly Muslim countries. So you do not have resist protesters here at Dulles or other airports. There are officials, I can tell you, from Amnesty International standing by just to my left at one of the baggage claim areas, waiting to see if anyone's rights are violated, any problems that they see. But so far, there has been absolutely nothing. The other piece of this, of course, is that remember, that was a self-inflicted wound at the beginning of the administration. When the Trump White House rushed out the first executive order, didn't have all the details fleshed out. This time, this is much more narrowly written, and the court, the High Court gave the green light earlier this week because let's look at what this new order says. It says if you have an existing visa and you have a bona fide relationship with someone here in the U.S., you can come in safely. A parent, a spouse, a child, a son-in-law, daughter-in-law, a sibling. You do not have a bona fide relationship if it's just a grandparent, grandchild, aunt, uncle, basically an in-law extended family member. So the bottom line tonight is this is a win for the president. His latest executive order on this travel ban is moving forward. But interesting that just moments ago we heard the state of Hawaii has filed, yes, yet another court challenge to this executive order anyway. Even though there's no chaos at airports tonight, even though it's more narrowly written, there are lawyers on the left still tonight trying to challenge it, guys.
All right. Thank you, Ed Henry. And Kimberly, when that original executive order was...
Yeah. Again, executive order being challenged. Okay. So now, here we have Kate's Law. Kate's Law. Two big things. I mean, it's big news happening here. Kate's Law. 24 House Democrats were pressured to vote for Kate's Law, showing how President Donald Trump may break the Democratic senators' blockade of immigration reform bills. You see, all this travel ban, Kate's Law, it's all wrapped up into the immigration reform business. That's why we're doing it all at one time here. The key is intense public pressure on the roughly 10 vulnerable Democrats facing the voters in 2018, according to a GOP source. Approval would be a tremendous win and would pave the way for additional immigration reforms, the source said. In the June 29 House vote, that was yesterday, 166 Democrats voted against Kate's Law, but 24 Democrats voted for the law. Boy, are they smart Democrats. You know, they like winning. Winning. They like winning. Which raises potential jail sentences for repatriated illegals who sneak back in the United States. The bill is named after Kate Steinle, an attractive young woman who was murdered by an illegal alien in 2015 who had returned to the United States multiple times after being sent home. Of course, the weapon that, you know, I'm surprised they aren't blaming the gun, right? I mean, the people on the left, it's the gun's fault. That an illegal immigrant would never have killed her if he had a gun. Okay, so let's find out, where did he get the gun? I'm going to take that argument away from you, right? I mean, no one was saying, I mean, this whole argument just didn't even come up about this guy from the left. They didn't say anything about the gun. Oh, no. Because where'd the gun come from? It was a stolen gun from what they thought was a federal agent. A BLM agent, by the way. Bureau of Land Management. Anybody? A weapon that was stolen out of his car. You leave a gun sitting in a car? I mean, really, you know. Look, guys. Gun owners usually don't just leave guns sitting in the car. Hello? I mean, really? But, you know, a BLM, Bureau of Land Management person does. This guy gets a hold of it and murders her. So that's where the gun came from. Was it the gun's fault? No, but was it the agent's fault? You bet. He should share some of that blame, especially a law enforcement agent. His weapon was used in the killing of Kate Steinle. So I don't have a problem with the gun. It's not the gun's fault. It's two human beings' fault. An outrageous act by a stupid agent of the Bureau of Land Management, the brown shirts we call them, and certainly by an illegal immigrant. Kate's law is popular. 56% of likely U.S. voters favor a 5-year mandatory prison sentence for illegal immigrants convicted of major felonies who return to America after being deported. Just 27% oppose such legislation, while 18% are undecided. That is a 2015 poll by Rasmussen Reports. Wonder why we're doing a 2015 poll. You go back in history, and before all this other hoopla started, this is what they were saying. So, yes, they had something to say back then. Trump and the GOP Senate leaders need to win those Democratic votes because the GOP only has 52 seats in the Senate, and Democrats can block the legislation if they stop the GOP from gathering 60 senators' votes to end debate and force a decisive up or down vote on the law. The potential targets of GOP pressure include Angus King of Maine, Martin Heinrich. I said it right. Heinrich of New Mexico, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, Chris Murphy of Connecticut, Tom Carper of Delaware, and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Tim Kaine of Virginia. Good luck. Anyway, they will get the votes because actually I think Democrats who are up for election, they like winning and they want to be on a winning team. We'll be right back. You're on the winning team. There's no doubt about it. We'll be back.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. We got technical issues going on here in Studio 21.
Sorry that you're listening to that, but, well, actually, I don't think you heard it. Okay, good, good. Okay, so, Mika Brzezinski. We covered this yesterday, and Joe Scarborough. This is about the infamous tweets by the president about Mika and the bleeding face business. Okay. Wonderful. Everybody says, oh, that Donald Trump, he's, you know what? There's been a whole series of stuff. And I actually, last night I was thinking, I need to put a clip together, and I'll get the clip probably by Monday. I just didn't do it. Of all the crap Mika and Joe Scarborough have put out about Donald Trump, vicious, vile stuff. I mean, the bleeding face is nothing. So the president, using his Twitter, oh God, he slays two dragons at MSNBC, basically to shut him up. I mean, just to say, shut up, so-and-so. That's what he did. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff, unfortunately, that you have to get down to shut these people up. It's not at their level. It's just, an overpowering level saying, stop it now. Sort of the godlike thing. Stop it now. Well, he's somewhat omnipotent, I guess, with the Twitter thing. You just think about it. If you're a person on the other team, if you're playing on the other team, you're not on the Trump team, and you don't enjoy winning, such as Scarborough and Mika, have you noticed that those other channels, like CNN, they don't enjoy winning? And that was really a central tenet. Think about it. They don't enjoy winning. CNN is so far into enjoying how to lose. It's the old thing, well, you know, when you're digging a hole, stop digging. That sort of thing. They have dug themselves such a hole that they're talk about apoplectic. My God. CNN is falling apart. it's just a wonderful thing. Jeff Zucker is just fit to be tied over there. And then we had a walkout of editors and so on at the New York Times yesterday. Kind of clever. They had their signs out, you know, and all the words were misspelled. It's sort of a symbolism that, you know, we're editors. We have to check for spelling. Spell check, you know, does a very good job of that, by the way, editors. I don't know. Go ahead and protest your little heart's desire with your misspelled words to say you have to have editors that can correct the typing, the spelling. I use spell check all the time. Actually, spell check has made me a better speller, if you think about it. If you use it a lot, it makes you a better speller. I really believe that. So, okay. So you have these, and of course, the New York Times enjoys losing, too. Of course they do. When you're losing, continue losing. I mean, I remember we took over a team one time one year, and they had been losing. They hadn't had a winning season in 24 years, a football program. And losing was so ensconced in the culture around the school. It was amazing. And we realized that right away. We were hired in, and I was hired in as an assistant coach. And the head coach, who was there at the time, quite bombastic, to say the least. Every other word was the F word, which I didn't do. I never did that. That was just not my thing. When you're coaching kids, you want to kind of like be a role model and not use the F word, not use any profanity. And so it was interesting. This guy was sort of ensconced in the losing culture, too. He actually had been there 2 years before me, 3 years before me, and this is his fourth year. And what was kind of interesting was that he had kind of gotten into that rut of losing, too. He was a winning coach before that, but you know, he kind of got comfortable. These guys aren't going to win for me. And I'll tell you, that first year when I was there, I said to myself, there's talent out here, man. There's major league talent. And it was a wonderful. But it took us 4 years to turn it around, to finally get that team, that school, to say, hey, winning for football is okay. And they started winning. In fact, they won. Well, it was a division, I guess you would say, a state championship at the time. Later on, 2 years later, it was a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. So you got that momentum. So you got the winning thing ensconced with them. And so the culture of these places are just like that football team. They've been losing for so long, they're comfortable in losing. This is how you lose every single day. You come up with fake news and you fake them out. You know, it's kind of like a running back or wide receiver catches the ball and runs down the field and he fakes the other team member out, the other defensive player out. Oh, he fakes him out. You know, but you know what? After a while, guess what? They don't fall for the fakes anymore. And the reason is they become better football players if you burn them a few times, and all of a sudden you're going, wait a minute, I'm going to be determined and I'm going to win. And you see, that's what Donald Trump has brought to the new media, such as what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. We don't fall for the fakes anymore. And I haven't fallen for the fakes since the early 90s, actually, because I've figured out what is going on here. The fake news is losing, and they're comfortable with it. But no longer are we being faked out by them. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A, .com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Numana Foods. Visit our website, and of course you'll see the banners there. Click on the banner, and it takes it right to our affiliate position with Numana Foods, and you can get all of your prepper needs right there online. Also, agenda21radio.news is the website. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. Now, next hour, we're going to have Chris Street about the bottom of the hour. He's coming in. Boy, do we have a lot to talk. Chris has got to unload on us. He has got to. I mean, we haven't had him on in a week, and there's been so much that's been going on from the business and financial standpoint, but also from the general cultural standpoint. Jeff Sessions, of course, will be asking him questions about Jeff Sessions and what is the thought process going on in his head. Well, I think we know. It's called law enforcement. Now they're bringing in the feds to where? To Chicago. They're already in California. Voter fraud is the topic. By the way, Jerry Brown, how comfortable do you feel now? And with Kate Steinle's law, what a smackdown to Jerry Brown and the rest of all the people, the rest of these sanctuary cities that have developed all over the country. It's a great day in the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fabulous day for American exceptionalism. It's called We're Winning. And this is what it feels like. We are in the culture of winning rather than being in the cultural death spiral of losing. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.